clerk. Chris, are you exhausted?
I am, so yeah, I certainly am.
How late were you folks at it last night?
Well, it was a little bit past 11 when we got most things wrapped up, and then we had some other things to deal with, and I was there for a little while longer.
All right. Tell us about voter turnout. How many people actually cast their ballots last night? What's that? What percentage of that of registered voters is it?
We had 7,735 people voted. So that was 9.4% of the registered voters in the city. So a little less than 10%. And just under half of those people who did vote actually voted absentee. So it was almost equal the number of people who voted actually yesterday and the people who voted by mail.
How many places around the city were people able to go and vote?
There were 35 locations, 36 different places that people vote. But actually, each individual only has one option of where they go to vote.
Nice.
So, it's the one that's probably closest to their home or nearly closest to their home.
So the 5,000 or 6,000 people who actually walked out and voted had ample places to go, especially close to home, since they had one place that they could go and cast their ballot.
Right, right. Yeah.
All right. Any hiccups yesterday? Any machines go down? Any challenges that you might face?
Well, we did have one machine the first thing in the morning when the precinct plugged it in. It just didn't do anything, and we had to trade that out. But we had some spares, so it didn't cause a hitch. We got it fixed before polls opened at 7 o'clock. We had no major issues at all. Actually, it was a pretty smooth election. We had always some minor glitches, but things went well.
So you just can't kick that thing or give it an elbow to get it going. You have to figure out what's wrong internally.
Right, right. Well, we're going to have a professional look at it. There's some connection. We were able to open it up and wiggle it a little bit. And, if there was a little piece, if you held it a certain way, it would go. But we can't stand there and hold it all day.
All right. So the polls closed. Tell me what you have to do.
Well, the precincts each have some work to do. They have to balance their books, make sure that all of the ballots that we gave them to start the day, that they have in their report an explanation of how many were counted in the machine, how many maybe were spoiled and the voter got an additional ballot, and then how many ballots they have left. And that explanation has to balance out, so they have to tell us what they did with each and every ballot that they were given. And the number of voters has to match the number of votes that the tabulator counted. So they have to figure that out before they even come back to our election unit. Once they do all that and seal up their ballots in a secure manner, then they bring it back to us. We review the paperwork that they've done, make sure that everything's in balance, make sure that if there were to be a recount, that the precinct would be recountable. And the electronic memory pack out of the tabulator, we upload that to the database. We have a direct connection to the county's database, and we upload that information, and then we're able to run reports of which candidate got how many votes.
And what happens should the numbers not match up? Do you just have to go back and count things by hand?
You can reset the tabulator when they're still at the precinct if you have to. We don't like to do that. What happens sometimes is they have a voter that they forgot to mark down, or maybe they forgot to mark their ballot as spoiled. So, first, they need to figure out why it's off, and then they need to take steps to fix it.
What is the policy for recount? What does someone have to do to have that happen, and when's the last time we had a recount?
Well, we had a recount 4 years ago in November in the first ward race. What a candidate has to do, a losing candidate has to request a recount. They have to pay $10 for each precinct that they want to have recounted. And then the county board of canvassers actually is the one that oversees recounts on local elections, so they would schedule it, and we would have to bring some workers in to process the recount, and we would open up the ballots and count them by hand.
All right, Chris, I know you've been doing this for a long time. Do you learn anything through each election? Is there something new you'd like to add for November?
We learn something every time. You know, right now it's just refining our process. The thing that I'm not happy with right now is the amount of time that my workers, once they get to our election unit and we're checking over their paperwork, it takes a little longer than I'd like it to be. And they've already worked a 13-hour day, and I want to figure out a way to get them out of there a little bit more quickly and get me out of there a little bit more quickly at night.
All right, Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, thank you, Tony.